I was just singing in the car, and Dad got mad and told me to shut up. We're not even supposed to say that.
Your dad was wrong to yell at you like that, but even grown-ups make mistakes sometimes. Happy Monday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. As always, my name is Zach. Everyone is human, and being human means that we make mistakes, even grown-ups. You might think that adults would never lose their temper, but everybody messes up. The real question is, can you forgive them when they do? Proverbs 16:32 is a great reminder for kids and grown-ups. It says, "Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city." Now, let's listen to our story for today. It's called Don't Let Anger Take Control. I didn't do anything wrong, Haley thought as she stared at the TV, wiping away tears. Her dad never yelled at her like that. She had just been singing. He had told her before that he loved to hear her sing. "Aren't you going to eat with us?" Haley's older brother peeked into the room. Haley shook her head. "I'm not hungry." "What's wrong?" Mikey walked over to her. Haley's brother was a teenager. He would think she was stupid for crying. "Nothing." "Something is wrong, hey?" Mikey sat down beside her. "Spill." "Fine." Haley closed her eyes. "Dad yelled at me in the car. He told me to shut up." "What?" Mikey looked shocked. "I was just singing, and we're not supposed to say that." Haley started to cry again. Mikey hugged her. "I'll save you some dinner in case you're hungry later." Haley rested on the couch with her eyes closed, her dad's words playing over and over in her head, until she heard footsteps come into the room. She peeked her eyes open as her dad knelt on the floor beside the couch. "Mikey told me you're upset," Dad said. "I was really stressed in the car. The traffic was bad, and I was trying hard to focus." He brushed her hair back from her face. "I should have asked you nicely if you could be quiet instead of yelling at you." "You hurt my feelings," Haley said. "I know, and I'm sorry," Dad sighed. "It's like how you sometimes get angry if your brother makes a lot of noise while you're trying to practice for your recital. Sometimes we let anger take over when we're nervous and say hurtful things. We don't have to let that happen. We can trust God to help us control our anger instead of letting it control us." Haley knew her dad was right. She sometimes got angry when she was stressed too. She just hadn't expected that from him. "If God helps us control our anger, why did you let it control you?" Dad gave her a smile. "I'm not perfect. God's still working on me. I let anger take control today, but I'm glad I can always depend on God to forgive me and help me do better. And I hope you'll forgive me too." Well, what about you? Do you sometimes let anger take over? Do you yell or say hurtful things? Even adults struggle with anger sometimes. But as Christians, we don't have to let anger control us. Through the Holy Spirit's power, we can control what we say and do when we feel angry. So remember, He's working to make you more like Jesus, so trust Him to help you control anger. By the way, if an adult is hurting you because they can't control their anger, make sure to tell another adult who can help. Our key verse is Proverbs 16:32.
"Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city."
And our key thought for today, don't let anger control you. Make this school year the best ever with Keys for Kids Radio's Crack the Code giveaway. Find the clues to a great year for a chance to win every day. Activate your name at keysforkids.net and tap Crack the Code. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.